This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Such as criticism on me for not bringing in enough pizza initially for NCAA Tournament Day, and then Sean let out his feelings that he doesn't like St. John's and their fans, and he would like them to get knocked out. Mm. That has pissed off a lot of people, obviously on the phones at 888-808-1019. It's also pissed off one of our great coworkers, Anthony Gallo, who came to work today in a St. John's jersey. He's very upset with Sean, so we figured let's turn a live microphone on and let you say what you got to say. So what is your issue? Mr. Anthony Gallo.
Well, one, I want to apologize to you because I crushed you hard today. I was leading a revolution.
Yeah, I saw.
You paid it back. The pizza stinks. It's Ray's fault, not your fault.
Uh-huh.
But Sean, who I love, when this show got put together, the thing I was most excited about is I get to work with Sean more, and I hate it now. First of all, he's got terrible, for a fat guy, and I'm a fat guy, so I can call him that. For a fat guy, he's got terrible food opinions. The worst.
You don't like buffalo chicken pizza?
First of all, if you buy buffalo chicken pizza from somebody, it's because their pizza sucks. That's right there. That's the thing. No good pizzeria is selling buffalo chicken pizzas off the fly. This is also the same guy who said Chuck E. Cheese pizza is as good as Joe's, Bleecker's, Prince Street. So he should be revoked from having an opinion on pizza. Then
I'm a fat moron.
He questions. I don't even disagree with what some of you said about St. John's. But then he questions my St. John's fandom. My fandom.
Why are you a St. John's fan?
One, I grew up in the area. Okay. I love Big East basketball. And then I also went to the school. And I chose to go to St. John's over Syracuse because I'm a Red Storm fan.
You are an alum.
Yeah, I'm an alum.
You graduated?
Yes, I graduated.
Prove it. By the way,
where's the degree?
It doesn't matter if you graduate to be an alum.
Is that true? Yeah. Eddie Jordan, alum of Rutgers. I don't think he graduated.
Yes. Okay, so you didn't graduate. We did graduate. You, Miguel, I've known you for years. First time I've ever seen you wear anything St. John's related is today.
That's a lie.
No, it's not a lie.
I got kicked out of the old CBS newsroom for celebrating a three in the first half when St. John's lost to Arizona, San Diego State.
I'm going to teach you a little lesson in life, kiddo. It's easy to lie about something if nobody remembers.
That's not true.
Okay.
Oh, listen, I've done a St. John's podcast. I go to at least four or five games.
Why aren't you still doing it?
Because
is it now the time to do it?
No, because there was five listeners. So.
that's how you grow a podcast.
Sean, to advance your argument, nobody cared. That's why.
Bang.
But I never disagree with that. I care though.
Okay.
I never disagree with that.
You don't really care.
You don't really care. I'll be locked in at 9:45 with good pizza.
Okay.
Why do I have to take backlash on this?
No, this is more. Now it's Sean. My guy was at Sean.
Wild card Saturday night. You watching St. John's Villanova? You watching the football?
Who's playing? Is my team playing?
Literally.
It's also 2025. I don't have to make these decisions because I could stream one and then put the other one on my TV.
Good. My point is, you just answered the question. You didn't watch St. John's. You're a fraud fan.
What are you talking about? Wild card.
He is a fraud and a complete liar.
No, you didn't.
I've tweeted at it. Yes.
You didn't.
I watched.
Not once all year have you brought up St. John's in this newsroom,
because
Gallo.
You don't care.
You're lying and trying to paint yourself as a St. John's fan.
That's not care. True.
Okay. Right.
Me and my guy, BT, have commiserated for years. And Tiki, who I know, knows nobody cares. I've worked with Tiki for almost a decade now. How many times have I interrupted your in the break meetings to talk to BT about a meaningless St. John's game?
I guess when I get up and leave.
Yes. The same way when I talk soccer with him, BT would leave.
Exactly.
I hate it.
Like if we talk soccer now. By the way, did NYFC have a parade?
They didn't, and it's a testy subject.
Oh, was that pandemic related, though?
It was pandemic related.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they would have got Canyons and Heroes either way, because it's not. They wouldn't have even gotten the turnout the Liberty got,
right?
To be fair.
Gallo is an NYFC fan.
The Liberty, in fairness, have developed a fan base for the last 25 years.
Yes.
Almost 30 years now, right?
Yeah.
96, 95, right?
A lot of the soccer crowd is going to experience the event, or a legend's playing in it that doesn't play for NYCFC, so they go.
I got you.
So no parade for St. John's then, you agree?
I do agree with that. My disagreement was never that. Okay. They could also do a parade in Queens. Why do they have to do the Canyon of Heroes?
Because they play at Madison Square Garden. They're New York City's team. I get that, but I'm just saying the parade would be in New York City.
Also, I'm going to say something that's going to be a little offensive to St. John's fans. Also, 3 years ago, UConn was New York City's team. Mm. And when Syracuse was good, that was New York City's team.
Well, I think the reason that that happened is because St. John's has been bad for a while, and there was certainly a belief they would never get to this point. I'm surprised they got to this point, where they got a coach like Rick Pitino. And look, it took a special circumstance. Rick Pitino had to beg for a job.
Right.
Let's be real. And then St. John's had to lower their standards a little bit because Rick's got a little bit of a checker
pad. He got strippers in there. It's not a big deal.
I don't think
he was innocent.
It was NIL. That's what made it okay.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that.
They also had a chance to hire
him. The strippers were improper benefits.
You really want me to bring up other stuff there, T?
I mean,
no, the
this
other
is
stuff
a Catholic
normal.
University, yeah. And I think that they didn't want to be associated with some of the things Rick Pitino was,
And let's be honest, under these special circumstances, Gal, St. John's also caught the Big East in the worst year of the Big East this year.
Oh, my God. Who was the last two champions? Yeah. Who won the last two national championships?
UConn, and they're
down
this
year. Big East team.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, and that's the Garden's real team, too, by the way.
Crane just blew the doors off, you know, maybe the second best team in the ACC, but, you know, we don't have ADs on the board to get teams in like last year.
What Gallo's alluding to is Creighton beat Louisville.
Yes. Like last year when Tiki's alma mater got in undeservedly.
You mean a team from Omaha beat a former Pitino team? A little ominous, huh?
All right. Thank you, Gallo. I think you're a big St. John's fan, and good luck tonight. I wish you all the best. I really do. That's Anthony Gallo. Does a great job here at WFAN. He's on digital, does fantastic, does shows, has a very deep, sexy voice, too, as you guys just heard.
True story.
And he's wearing a Felipe Lopez St. John's jersey.
Lopez.
Which is pretty badass. So last night, the Knicks played the Spurs. They got blown out. And I would be the first one to kind of put my arms around Knicks fans. I'd give them a massage and say, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
It is March. They are locked in, basically, to a 3 seed. They are playing without Jalen Brunson. I wouldn't go crazy about the result. Now, that's something I would say as a fan, as an IBO. But I'm not sure what you want as a Knicks fan is to hear excuses. Me making an excuse on the radio, or a Knicks fan making an excuse on the radio, or Tiki analyzing, hey, I think this is affecting them, is one thing.
Yep.
But do you want to hear your players make excuses?
Oh, of course.
You do want to hear them make excuses?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, here is Josh Hart after an awful performance doing what Tiki wants, making every excuse in the book.
You already know, like, the biggest thing about the NBA is the travel. That's the toughest thing. And we're in the dog days of the season. And so, you know, your body's already going to be tired and you got to get going. And then, you know, you got to find it mentally. And, you know, a little bit drained mentally, but we got to make sure we regroup. We got another tough one tomorrow with a team that plays it extremely fast. It's going on a back-to-back and we lose an hour. So we got, you know, certain things scheduling-wise against us. So we got to make sure we, you know, pick it up.
So that was a 30-second clip. He talked about travel. He talked about his body being tired.
Yeah.
He talked about the dog days of the season. He said how we need to find it mentally, how they're drained. And then he mentioned the back-to-back. They do play tonight against Charlotte. But that was not all. Josh Hart had more to say about, you know, what the hell's going on.
You've had a tough schedule the last couple of weeks, going on the road for a week and a half, come back, national TV game, to go right into a back-to-back where we lose hours. So we knew it was going to be tough. We just weren't there, you know, physically or mentally. We were just fatigued.
So, tough schedule.
Fatigue's a bitch.
Fatigue's a bitch, man.
Makes a coward out of everybody.
National TV into a back-to-back. Mm-hmm. And when I heard Josh say this.
He's right, though.
I agree.
He's just telling the truth.
I agree. My answer was, I think he's saying a lot of truths.
Absolutely.
There's a problem, though.
Why?
You want to know the problem?
Yeah, tell me.
I would like to play you a clip from the captain of the New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson, after the Knicks had a loss back in January.
I mean, we can say that, but like I said, it's not an excuse of why we lost tonight. That's just, we don't say we were tired. This is not who we are.
We don't say we're tired. That's not who we are. The question to Jalen a few months ago was, hey, you guys must be tired, schedule, blah, blah, blah. And the captain of the New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson, rejected it.
We don't say we retired.
We don't say we're tired. That's not who we are. Josh Hart took a minute of our time last night to do nothing but talk about how tired they are.
So what's your point?
My point is they miss Jalen Brunson's leadership.
Is it Jalen Brunson who is the leader of the team, and he will not make an excuse, which means there's no headline, but he's lying. Whereas,
who's lying, Jalen?
Yeah, they were tired back in January. Josh Hart is just keeping it real.
So you prefer the Josh Hart plan?
No, I prefer the Jalen Brunson plan, but I'm not mad at Josh Hart for just saying, I'm tired, dude. It's exhausting. They play too many minutes. They're shot.
Well, he didn't say that part, though.
He alluded that part. I don't know if you didn't hear that, but that's what I heard.
Is that what you took out of it?
100%.
That's interesting.
I'm shot, tired. I haven't had a day off in, what, ever.
And they play, like, even on nights where they get blown out, like last night, they all play as starters 30 yes. minutes a night. So even on a night where you can say, hey, they're getting blown out, OG Anunoby played 37 minutes and Josh Hart played 35 minutes.
What's the point?
Whose point?
I'm just saying, rhetorically, what is the point of that?
Of which point?
Playing 37 minutes.
Oh, Tom Thibodeau's minutes. Point. I don't know if you meant my point,
point. No. I'm just saying in general, to the ether.
It's
the basketball ether. What's the point of that?
I think that is there are two levels to this, okay? And I understand the Knicks fan who says, bro, they lost by 15, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're going to be the 3 seed, which I've already laid out. This doesn't bother me. Nothing burger, move along. That's fine. You have every right to think that. What jumped out at me before we get back to the minutes thing, which is also something to take out of this, is how what Josh said last night coming off one of his worst games of the year was a direct contradiction of what the captain says.
Yeah.
And it's a sign that they missed the captain, not just for the obvious reasons because they need the ball in his hands, but because there's that accountability that was not there last night when Josh Hart took the bait and basically said, we're tired, as an excuse for why they got their ass beat by a team that's tanked.